God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Recently, I saw the son of an old friend. I hadn't seen my friend for some time, but his son, who I really didn't know, spent a week with us here at the ranch. And I was amazed to watch him and get to know him and talk to him and just see him in action. I was amazed at how much I felt like I was looking at my old friend as I was observing his son. His mannerisms, his facial expressions, all these things were almost exactly, in my perspective, like his father. Now, how did he learn to be so much like his dad? Was it that his dad had said, "Look, son, when you're happy, here's how you smile. When you're pensive, here's how you furrow your brow." No, he didn't do that probably. He just showed his son by living how to live. You know, the only message your kids will hear is the one they see. Paul was talking to young believers. Some of them were experiencing difficulties. And in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, he says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." The good news of the gospel came from Paul to these disciples, those he had discipled, and they were young. And so Paul says, our gospel came not in word only. It did come in word, but it wasn't word only. It was also in manner. That is, your observation of what kind of man I am and men we were. They had seen that, and that gave Paul's words power because his actions lent them credence. Now, whether you're discipling someone in your church or you're discipling by design or by default, your son or daughter every day, the only message your kids will hear is the one they actually see. You know, you won't have to sell your kids on anything when you give them yourself. Chapter 2, verse 8 says, "So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own selves, because you were dear unto us." We didn't just give you words, we gave you a life. We gave ourselves to you, and thus you were more apt to embrace the message we spoke. In verses 7 and 11 of chapter 2, Paul compares himself to a mother and to a father. Verse 7, "But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children." And then verse 11, "And you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children." So like a parent. Well, if Paul was discipling these people in a wonderful way, and the best comparison he could think of was that of a parent, then don't you think as parents we ought to exemplify these things, that is virtue and care and love and patience towards those who follow us? You know, I want to say the right thing to my kids, but more than anything, I want my life, my attitude, my actions to show them what I tell them, because the only message they're going to hear is the one they see.